Angeles, California, and the greater digital world. Welcome to Umberger Podcast. Thursday night, 10 o'clock, we're on and ready to talk to you. Listen, call in numbers 800-893-9562. We've got a great show for you tonight. A little different than the norm. We're missing a few people. We're going to start off with, we got Mr. Ryan Talmo here tonight.
Hello. Hello. Good evening, LA.
We got not Preston Blaine, nor Megan Rice.
Yeah.
Oh.
A serious thing went on in their defense.
Okay.
They got caught up in a hallucinogenic war in Joshua Tree. And I think they're in a different universe right now. So they couldn't quite get back. It's hard to drive when you're not in the same universe as your car. And so, but we miss them and love them and hope they're safe.
Well, I think that's an excused absence.
So. Yeah, right? Does that work? Speaking of which, we do have two amazing guests tonight in here to be guests on the show as well as participate in Shock Collar Trivia.
Yes.
It's going to be big shit. I'm telling you. Yeah, it's going to.
It's exciting, actually. We haven't done this in a while.
I'm telling you, I'm so excited. I mean, LJ Brown.
Hey, guys. I signed up for some stupid shit.
She did. They don't know what they did. Miss Rosa Diaz.
Hey, guys. She signed me up for some stupid shit.
We love this. I mean, you know what? I was telling them earlier, I was so surprised how many beautiful women we've had in here doing Shock Collar Trivia.
Yeah.
And it just shows you know,
a whole list of people.
Well, you normally just think, like, you know, ugly women are going to be pervy. But no, them too. And I love that.
I appreciate you trying to make us feel better before you make us feel terrible.
You're going to feel great after the trivia. You feel smarter and leaner with the shock.
You really do.
I'm really hoping for the leaner part.
Right.
I don't know about the smarter part.
It increases brain stem cell reaction and other things that aren't true.
I'm in for the ride.
But you know who could have used this? And I don't want to be weird, and it's kind of an odd segue, but... Robin Williams could have probably benefited from a little Shock Collar Trivia.
Or therapy, for that matter.
It turns out, apparently, he might have had Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, I read that
today.
Which I heard he was all shook up about. That's great. I just made that up right now. That is fantastic. I got to tell you, that was hype, right?
You're welcome.
That was absolutely brilliant. Thank you.
Did you just get an applause break?
I just got an applause break.
Come on.
That's beyond applause.
Oh, man. I'm going to bring applause breaks with me on my shows.
That was fantastic. He's all shook up about it. But it is sad. I feel bad for his children. I guess most of them are grown, right?
They're all grown up, actually.
Okay, so then I feel bad for the huge inheritance they're going to have to deal with. You know, it's to me, I'm not a Robin Williams fan. I thought he was an amazing actor, both on stage and on film.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
The problem is comedy to me is not acting in that sense and doing other people's material. Acting is. And that he did great, but he was also a huge joke thief.
Really?
Who wasn't aware?
I wasn't aware.
I'm raising my hand on the radio.
Robin Williams recently paid. Yeah, he recently paid Steve Pearl, amongst other comics,
quite a few
back for jokes he stole like about 17-20 years ago.
Yeah,
and so he was well known for stealing people's bits, materials, jokes, and doing them with his high-powered, overly coked-out personality. You know, and so. Yeah, he paid him, but, you know, everyone goes, well, at least he finally paid him. Yeah, 20 years later, they would have rather had his career, you know? And so when he died, I said, it's wild. Will everyone get their jokes back now? You know, I mean, can they go back?
Well, they got their money back.
Yeah, would have people have been as good as he made his jokes, though? Like, maybe they would have just been jokes, but Robin Williams made them great jokes.
Yeah, I mean, look what Ben Franklin did with Tesla stuff, or Edison. You know, I mean, all those people. You're right. Yeah, it's so much better. I mean, look what we did with that cotton gin that some dumb black guy made. We did it so much better after taking it from him and no longer giving him credit. I mean, we were a world based on stealing and not giving credit. So whether they do it better or not, it was theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I disagree with you, Burger. Do it the best. You know, if you have something and somebody takes it from you and they do it better than you, then you fucking deserved it. Okay, be the best you can be.
Maybe I'm not that good at fucking and I don't want to lose my wife.
Be the best you can be at stealing. Okay?
Yeah, right. I mean, that's the thing, though. You know, it, to me, that's kind of, a, you know, I always find, you know, our stand-up routines as sharing of ourselves. And so by him taking them, I felt like he wasn't. At the same time, an amazing actor. I loved his movies.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
You know, he should have just been an actor. You know, he's wow, what an amazing, you know, should have been, he's a great improv.
Yeah.
Great improv guy.
Oh, just think on top of his hat and everything he's,
Yeah, you can't take his talent away from him.
No, totally talented guy.
It was seriously shocking just to hear, like, dead? Like, he's gone?
Yeah. And that's the thing, though, you know, what was going on in his head and his soul that, I mean, I don't want to sound like a dick, but you had Parkinson's.
Yeah, he thought Michael J. Fox and
Michael
shaking
J. Fox
all the,
rocked
no,
that shit, hell though. No. Hell no, he rocks that shit, man.
He's like, fuck this.
That is a human vibrator. What but woman doesn't want to fuck a man with money that's guaranteed to make her come, you know?
Open heart surgery, too.
Who, Williams?
Williams did.
Yeah, which and they found nothing. Again, thank you. Thank you, folks. I'm going to do a 5-minute routine on Jeff Williams.
No applause on that.
He didn't want to take, you know, Michael J. Fox took the Parkinson's so he couldn't steal it anymore.
Right?
Right?
That, he did. He stole fucking
Parkinson's.
Well, he did
make a sitcom about it, so.
Yeah. He did, yeah. See, that's like, living with it, man.
Yeah,
dog.
Yeah.
I but love Fox.
Apparently Williams is broke. Because the TV show, he had no more money.
Because of the crazies?
The crazy ones, yeah.
What, he put all his money into that?
I thought maybe that's why he killed himself.
He had no more. Because the last divorce he had, he was...
Wow, look how many reasons this dude had to kill himself.
He's drained out.
Well, now, okay, now,
do you
blame
him?
Here's something I'm going to say is alleged. Mm-hmm. But I've heard way too many times and seen way too many articles and things like that. And apparently, he did pay off a few women for giving him herpes and not telling him he had it. So he was kind of known for that, like passing along herpes unsaid. And so, yeah, there were certain things within his life that just made him such a creep of a human being, you know?
Everyone keeps saying, like, all these stories about how great he was and how he did all this stuff and
It's basic. What they're saying is, like, for us, we grew up watching him.
We knew his Mork from Mork.
Yeah, from the 70s to literally a year ago.
Yeah.
So... for us, it's more of a it's a social thing because we grew up with the pop culture of it.
Oh yeah,
and we lost something that from Aladdin to Mork and Mindy to
movies,
Mrs. Doubtfire, all
just
that crap,
everything he did.
And that's what we're relating to. We're not relating to him as a person. We lost a part of our childhood.
People have posted stuff on Facebook about like how every time I met him, he was just the kindest.
Yeah,
the
apparently everyone had a story about him.
Yeah,
I never met
everybody.
Him, but. Yeah. But no, I mean, I was hurt in a way because I grew up watching the guy, and I hate watching people that I grew up watching die in that way. I'd rather die of natural causes than
with a belt around his neck.
I know, he should at least coked himself out, like, you know what I mean, like something exciting.
Well, it always seems kind of weird to me. It always seems weird to me that he died choking himself out with a belt and a door. You got that much money, you could find a better way.
Yeah,
right.
It's kind of it's eerie in a way. So just to see that
it
man,
shows that he's not really creative.
Yeah.
You know that he should have
exactly
stole someone's
exactly
way to die.
Should have
done a That's at least that's what he could have left with, you know.
It's like he died hacking Carradine. You know?
He should have done that Lenny Bruce way.
Right?
A better way of killing yourself.
Bruce did it right. He overdosed like a man.
Yeah. And just laid on like a.
But you know. But I mean, yeah, that's the thing. But anyway, God rest his soul. I mean, he was a great entertainer.
He's gone.
Yeah. And, definitely. You know, like I say, it's nothing to get too hung up about. I can't stop. What is in me tonight? I've never done so many one-liners in my life. Yeah.
You should do your next hour special, just all Robin
Williams
jokes.
Yeah, it's the most one-liners I've ever done.
CD,
that was
Robin
great,
Williams
though.
Tribute.
It's just nothing to get hung up on.
And just have all Robin Williams fans in attendance.
I don't blame him for killing himself.
Robin Williams killed himself because he was shook up about the Parkinson's. Then I go, you know, yeah. But I figure, hey, that's nothing to get hung up about. Moving on to real shit, though. This is the thing. I've been saying for a while that we don't really have cops anymore. We kind of have Nazis.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the way through the system. And it's just gotten so bad. And I don't know, has anyone here ever been harassed by a police officer?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. It's always, I'm black.
Okay.
So,
I didn't know
yeah,
that, but that's great.
Yeah. So why would you ask me that question? But anyway, Yeah, cops have always been the pigs, right? Oh, yeah. I remember I was in college, and University of Kentucky had just won the national championship. And so we were doing what everyone does. We're in the streets rioting.
Yeah.
And so, of course, the cops want to come fuck with us because we're black. And we didn't even start the riots. All the freaking rich white kids did, but you know.
Fucking whitey.
Fucking whiteys. I'm like, dude, go fuck with your peoples. I hate the cops. Yeah. Why are they here?
Well, you know what? Well, see, you bring up a funny point because you're right. Because the original idea of the police force was to protect and serve. Mm-hmm. Protect and serve. Mm-hmm. Not collect and scare. And that's what they do. I just came up with that to coin it, collect and scare.
Love it.
But that's what they do. They collect money for the city. Mm-hmm. They write bullshit tickets all the time. They hang out at the freaking subways in the poorest, predominantly black neighborhoods. I know this by personally seeing it every day. Mm-hmm. They hang out in the poorer black neighborhoods and they sit by the counter, the ticket things, and check people's passes for the subway. Fine them $250, which is a job our sheriff should not be doing. It's illegal for them to be working for a private company enforcing their ticket laws. Totally illegal. But that aside, they do that, and now in Ferguson,
Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A young man named Michael Brown and his friend, I believe, Dorian Johnson, were walking down the middle street as young fucks will do all the time. We used to ride bike down the middle of the street. We do this. And this was in L.A. These people are in the middle of fucking bumfuck nowhere doing this. It's not that big a deal. And someone was telling me that some liquor store said they took something. I haven't heard that. Regardless, it makes no difference. They were going down the street. There was an altercation with him and the police officers coming up to him, apparently, which the friend says there was no altercation. Upon them taking off, because of how the police officer was, the police officer shot Michael Brown in the neck, killing him, but shot several times at both kids.
They were walking while black. It's against the law.
You know, it's so funny because I grew up in a neighborhood where I was constantly getting shit for being white, and the white people knew I was Jewish, so I'd get shit for being Jewish, which I didn't get shit because whatever they said, I fired back a million times whatever they were. I never backed down. I never cared. However, I always thought we'd hit a point where racism, in the way people saw it as whites against everyone else, was dead because I never saw it. I only saw racism against people for being white. Mm-hmm. And so I grew up, you know, thinking, whoa, this is dead. My dad, who was 350 pounds, 6 foot, you know, or 6'1", I think he was, big dude, Brooklyn, New York Jew, never, ever had, you know, there was never a talk of racism, never chauvinism. None. We didn't grow up with it. We grew up with the opposite. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, it's like we grew up around them having friends of all different colors. It never mattered. Nothing was ever brought up. They didn't joke with each other like, hey, Black Joe, hey, Mexican Steve, hey, Jewish Eric, you know. It wasn't like they just were friends. And so I never thought of any of that. And then growing up in Pacoima, I thought that people just hated fucking white people, you know. Then I got into Hollywood and teaching. And I found out that, fuck, man, people are still really racist. And the whole world don't like black people.
Well, it's...
I mean, that's a fact.
My grandparents, they're from Brooklyn, not Brooklyn, Bronx, actually, from New York. When they moved out to L.A. in the 50s, they moved to Watts.
Mm-hmm.
And Watts was an all-Italian neighborhood and at the time. And then it changed to a black neighborhood in the late 50s. They stayed through the riots and everything because they didn't see any difference from the East Coast to the West Coast. It was all normal. So it's just how our society is built. Yeah. On the East Coast, it's not that on the Northeast, not that racist. Well, in Boston, it is, but...
Well, you know what it is? There is no racism because, LJ, has anyone ever hated you for being so damn black? Let me ask you this. Have you ever hated someone for being so fucking Chinese?
No, never. But, I mean, I'm black, so I understand what it means to be a minority.
But, no, this is the thing, though. You've never hated someone for being so Chinese. Have you ever hated someone for being so Jewish? Not cheap. Don't associate.
Oh, yeah, because I was thinking,
But you know what? That makes my point. In that, as a society, when I say Jewish, you think, oh, you mean cheap. But what it means is that we've had to put that on it. We've given you a reason to hate Jews. they're cheap, they're rats, they're this and that.
They put a definition
Mexican
on
people, they're stealing all your jobs. And I don't hate Mexicans. I hate them fucking job-stealing, son-of-a-bitch, wetback, sneaking over the border motherfuckers.
I saw this
but
thing.
But I've never met a person I hated for being Mexican.
Yeah.
Right.
But they put this shit in your head so you can hate.
Yeah.
I saw this thing on Facebook today, actually, that said, like, black people get shot. Mexicans get deported, and white people are just insane.
Well, but you know, and see, then
hang themselves.
But this is why the world will never get better.
That's what they do. They're like, oh, excuse them. They're just insane.
But this is why the world will never get better, because that's a true belief. Although there's more whites doing hard time in prison in this country than anyone else. They don't tell you that statistic.
I need to find out where you found that statistic, because I'm pretty sure that's not correct.
Because what they tell you is, they tell you the statistics of the places they want to tell you about. Now, they don't tell you about how some of the poorest people in the country are living in the Ozarks and are all white. They don't tell you how every day of my life, I used to get pulled over all the time for being white in the neighborhood I was in. I used to get shit. I today constantly get shit for being a white supremacist, although I'm a Jew. You see, but none of that goes on. How cops stop me all the time. I got arrested for breaking into my own house, but I'm white, right? So they have to tell you that, oh, rich white people, white guilt, all this stuff, right? But then they tell them, oh, blacks hate you and this and that. And then they tell them, oh, the Mexicans hate you. And da, da, da. They create, like, the Mexicans have a huge thing with black people. They don't get along, not in jail, not on the streets, not in the gangs, anywhere. But only because that was created by people, not white people. This is the thing. This was before there were even America. This was going on.
Yeah.
And so this has all been created throughout time to separate. It goes back to the whole tower, the seven languages. They divided everybody and made it so you couldn't communicate, separated us, blah, 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 if that's true. Mm-hmm. And so what it basically is, if we realized for 5 seconds that if you have, you have. If you don't, you ain't got shit. And if you don't got shit, and that's anyone making under 50 grand a year, doesn't have shit.
Yeah.
You can barely make it. So if you're married with kids, you're making under 50 grand a year, you're single, you're making under 35,000 a year, you're broke as fuck. You don't have. You don't have rights. You don't have anything. If you're living in bad neighborhoods, whatever color you are, you don't have rights. You don't have anything until we realize it's a poor rich thing, not a color thing. Never has been a color thing. Because if you go back through the world, that switched hands constantly through colors, through races, the power. Mm-hmm. And everyone in the power is acting like a dick. And so all over the world, it's crazy. And which goes to this thing. When we talk about, you know, whites and this and that. Now, granted, this is a different situation.
This is purely racism.
Yeah.
Because I'm feeling what you're saying, Berger, about it being a rich world versus poor world. But if that little boy came from a millionaire family, he would still have gotten shot for walking while black.
Well, no, this is the thing. Watch this. This is the difference in where they were at. Because, and caller, let me just say to our caller, good evening. How you doing? What's your name? Yes, caller. What's your name?
Turn your
radio down for a minute.
Who is this? Who is this?
Caller, turn off your computer, please.
Who is this?
This person.
Is this Chuck?
No, it's a different number. Who are we talking to?
That's not me. That's not me. That's somebody else.
Okay, who is this?
Gentry.
Gentry. Okay.
Gentry.
Well, good evening, Gentry. I'm sure you're aware of. Okay. What?
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. This is Gentry. What you guys are talking about on white on black? Are you fucking kidding me? I mean, come on. Really? You're comparing white to black,
You okay, Gentry?
Yeah. Okay? Don't die in the middle of a thought, man. Yeah. Take the belt off your neck. Okay, we lost Gentry. He hung himself. Fuck. Okay, you're going to like this. You're going to like this, LJ. Out of 53 officers, 3 are black. The police stops 86% black, 12% white. Okay, this is a clear-cut case of racial inequality and everything else. In this town.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
goes on in every town, whoever the poor are. This isn't a poor town. This is a suburban town. This is pure racism. When you hit suburbia, then you get into racism. Then you get into those things because they want to keep the da-da-da-da out. This happens to be a white area. This goes on constantly. What people don't know is no matter where you go, if you're black, you got a problem unless you're in France. Mm. And I hate to say it, Holland or France, you're not in Holland or France, people don't like you. You go to Italy, don't like you. Yeah. You go to Mexico, they hate you.
Yeah.
You go to El Salvador, still don't like you. You go to Puerto Rico, even where there's black people, they don't like them. And it's this whole thing that's been thrown around. Whereas in the beginning, the Moors and people like that were running. Blacks, yeah. Blacks ran the world.
Right.
And did the same thing that everybody now is doing too. Mm-hmm. It's all gone on. So until we as people start caring about quality of life and our quality of life and get away from letting people lead us and anyone tell us who we like and don't like and all this bullshit, we end up caught. This is the most horrible thing. Well, this kid's dead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay, well, I was reading this thing earlier today on the Washington Post, but they're talking about how the riots, how they're happening in Ferguson. It's a suburban town. It's like something you'll see in the Valley. It's a very common place.
These aren't poor kids. These are not poor kids.
This is middle class. That's what's going on. The people that are rioting there are not from Ferguson. They're people from across the region coming in.
That care. This is bullshit. I wish I could go up there and fucking
and
protest
they said,
right
they
now.
Said, this is an article, it's saying this is not, you can't blame Ferguson, you can't blame the city of St. Louis. It's just like, it's that region, it's been kind of been boiling for a while, because even back in the 1960s during the civil rights, never any riots, nothing happened there. During the civil rights in St. Louis. It was one of the most quietest towns. And so all of a sudden now it started basically it's just finally erupted. The town's just like, okay, we're fed up. We're done. We're woken up. And by the way, St. Louis cops, they're fucked up people. So.
Well, have you guys ever been to the Midwest?
Yes.
I've been to Chicago.
Okay. I was born and raised in the Midwest.
Okay.
Right. And so going back to what Berger said about until we change as a people to accept everybody, that's what's important. I've been in California for about 7 years. And I'm going to tell you right now, every time I go back to Ohio, I feel the racism in the airport. I see the white people looking at me like, where's this black bitch going? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's in the water. It's a way of life for the people there. It's what they're raised that way.
You know?
And I'm talking about suburbia. I'm talking about everywhere in the Midwest. Yeah. It's like that. I've experienced so much more acceptance here and met so many people who are not racist. I think it is because of the diversity, and you have the chance to get to know the other. We're all just people. Yeah. We're all just people, but when you go to the middle of America, I'm telling you, don't go if you're black.
I grew up in San Diego, and I went to high school that was the, yeah, what? Oh, I'm not done with that one yet.
What are you done with?
Oh, just kidding.
That one.
Sure. Sorry about
that. Like, give me a full beer.
Where'd you grow up in the Midwest? You grew up in the Midwest?
Me? No, I grew up in San Diego.
I grew up in San Diego.
I'm just saying that the where I grew up.
You guys are privileged.
My community
I'm
was.
I'm from here too, so I don't know. I went to a school.
I'm from fucking Pacoima.
I'm from the Valley too. I went to a school.
I'm from Pacoima.
That was like 80%.
Wait. I grew
Mexican.
Up in the highest crime rate in the nation.
Yeah, Pacoima's
I lived in Pacoima
up.
As well too. I moved everywhere in the Valley, but like my high school was like 85% Mexicans. Selmar High School.
Oh, Selmar.
And when I went to UC Santa Cruz for school, that's when I noticed, or when I finally realized, oh shit, I'm a minority.
Yeah.
Like, I never thought of it because it's all I knew. All I knew was being around.
In high school, I was a minority.
Where did you go to school?
UC Santa Cruz. And it was all white people.
Where?
And so. I couldn't make any friends.
I'm thinking Santa Cruz.
See, my wife... I've told this before, but my wife told me that she was in Orange County and she was like one of the only white black people at the school, right? And then I made her break out her yearbook. And then she realized there was... When we stopped, we were at 32. But it was, but you know, but this is the thing is, you know, it goes back to Chris Rock, like Chris Rock being the only black guy in his neighborhood wasn't true. Not only that, he was never chased, all these things, but it's like, what's going on is there's shitty people all over.
Yeah.
It's just that racists are racist. I mean, you know, I run into them constantly with my wife, whether they're white, black, brown, whatever they are.
It happens.
They hate us, you know?
People are just shitty.
Yeah, they are. And I say we take all racist people, go back to the Bible days, and put them in the middle of the street and stone them.
Yeah.
Or just throw stones at them until...
But how do we know...
That would make us racist.
How are we going to know? I mean, obviously...
That would make us anti-racist.
Yeah.
But listen... Oh, go on.
Oh, I say it's universal because if you go in Asia, they all hate each other.
Well, you know, that's the thing.
It's
everywhere.
Just like, it doesn't matter where you go.
It's because it's easier to sell hate than it is to sell love, maybe.
Listen, I'll tell you this.
It's just how they're raised.
White people, okay, and this is me as a Jew, white people are the worst at racism. They were the worst at slavery. Because they did it the worst. Everyone else was way better at torturing.
They made a business
out of it. Well, no. Everybody else was way better at torturing people and destroying them than whites ever were. And the first free countries in this world were white. People don't realize this, is that slavery went on for 400 years in America. It went on for thousands everywhere else. It's still going on today in a lot of these countries.
Yeah.
No, it's not white people making fucking slavery go on in Rwanda. This is people in power. Obama is just another person of power that's moved up. We know that he's not who's running the country. We know certain people like Cheney and this and that are running the country. But at the same time, the motherfuckers running the UN are also running the world in this country. And they're of every color. Arabs got the most money. I mean, you know, this is the thing people don't understand. Africa is a hugely rich country with the poorest people. Well, you got that much fucking money, maybe fucking feed someone. You know, if you got a palace with fucking 87 cars and this and that, maybe loan someone a fucking car, because you can't say, oh my God, look at this poor country when motherfucker over here's got a palace.
Yeah.
That's Ethiopia. That's the Ethiopian.
Yep.
Give people in power keep them down.
And people are greedy.
Yeah.
That's really what comes down to greed and hate.
Yeah. And if something isn't done about what's gone on in Ferguson, there's going to be uprisings. But I really hope that everybody joins in. Everybody, whether you be white, black, whatever, Mexican, Chinese, Japanese, whatever you are, this is wrong. You should be out there protesting. If you're in Ferguson, you should be out protesting whatever color you are, because what happened was wrong. A young man, unarmed, was shot.
And they are, wrong. By the way. They are.
Yeah,
it's black, white, Mexican. Everyone's out there.
Yeah. Seriously.
Because it's not a racial issue. This is some racist pieces of shit doing something, but it's not a racial issue.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no division between blacks, whites, Mexicans, and all these people. It's just a division between those motherfuckers and the rest of us in the world. Mm-hmm. And but let's jump on, because I hate to jump from this to something so fucking fun. Oh my God. Hit me with something cool, Jen. Give me something cool to jump into fucking Chalk Collar Trivia. We're counting on Jen, man. She can do this.
Gin Blossoms.
Sure, please.
What do we got?
I think I gotta go put some money in my meter.
No. We got this happening. Okay, make sure they're on. Make sure they got green lights.
Hey, I'm a beast. I got this.
Because they shut off automatic.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Okay, what's our music? You ready, Jen?
Oh, we got special music.
Oh,
hit me with something.
Hit me.
You gotta hold it down and it'll turn green.
It's not going.
Yeah, mine's not turning green either. Oh, dang.
Did that get you?
Yeah.
But she's not turning green.
Okay, this can be good. All right, I'm fine with it not being green.
There we go. All right, it's on. Wait, hold on. Let me see if it's in the blink.
I just want to on record that Burger said this was... Oh, they're really tiny shocks. There's nothing in it. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm scared.
You feel it?
Make sure everything's blinking. Okay.
Okay, wait.
You already tested me twice.
Yeah, we're making sure they're back on.
You should be two, right? That should be you.
I'm two.
She's two.
Okay.
Hey, is your...
Okay, we got it.
It's like so unexpected.
Are we ready, Jen? Give me music.
Oh my God, I'm scared.
We got this.
Music?
We're on the edge, Jen. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Sounds like some shock therapy.
Yeah. I love this because you guys are sexy.
These are tough questions.
I really haven't...
True.
Yeah.
That is true. I am very sexy.
I have not been having a lot of sex.
I know I don't sound sexy, guys.
Yeah,
no.
I don't know. Beyonce
better watch out.
Yeah, I'm
telling you.
Is this crying and sexy is not that sexy?
Yeah, best out of five, guys.
Best out of five. All right, let's go.
Okay.
All right. This is an American history question.
Oh,
American
history.
Man. I hate history. My worst subject.
In which decade was Madonna born?
Oh, that's easy. That's easy.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, tap the table.
Tap the table. Got it.
What is it?
In the
Where was she born?
She was born in the '50s.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I love that.
It's like so, it's so unexpected. You don't know when it's coming. That's the scary part about it. So it doesn't hurt that much.
Let's see. Next question. Okay, let's kill this music.
Oh my God. I'm
one
scared.
To zero.
Do it. Okay. In Canada, what is the NHL?
Oh my God.
Got it.
Aw.
Go.
National Hockey League.
Damn.
Yes.
Did you feel that?
I didn't hit it.
Oh. Ah, yeah!
Oh my God, you're such
a jerk.
I
love that. Guys. There are so many perverts out there. There are so many perverts out in the world. Or I'm sorry, it was first 1-5. I always screw that up.
First 1-5.
Yeah, first 1-5.
Sexy LJ's winning, guys.
I forgot
guys.
Okay. I gotta tap the
two
table.
For LJ.
All right,
two for LJ.
Ready?
That was
Ready.
An easy one, too. Damn it.
You got this.
All right. Who had a huge 70s number one with Shadow Dancing?
Oh,
that should be LJ. That's terrible at music.
I don't know that.
Can you
repeat the question, please?
Who had a huge 70s number one with Shadow Dancing?
Mm.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Who? Anyone?
Can you use the answer of the name in a sentence?
Is it Lionel?
No.
Oh, who is it?
Bruce Springsteen.
No.
Who is it?
Andy Gibb.
Oh,
I've never even heard of
him. Okay.
Okay, next question. Mm-mm. Let's rock this along.
Okay.
Holy shit, he's learning to read.
I know. Yeah. The cause of what color fever was discovered in 1900?
Ooh, go.
Yeah.
The yellow fever?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Here it comes.
I don't think yours is working.
It's not. I'm so low.
It was...
It's on. It's green.
There it is. Okay. There it is. God damn it. I haven't had sex in
You're
a while.
You're such a freak,
you guys are
Burger.
So hilarious.
So great. Okay. So we got 2-1. Rapid fire. Let's do this. Okay.
Which state is called the Volunteer State?
Volunteer State.
Can we have a clue? Or like, what does it start with?
So give them one clue.
Volunteer State.
T.
Oh,
Tennessee?
Yes.
Oh. I was going to say Tennessee.
Oh, wait, I think it's the wrong one.
That's a simple clue.
Oh, just kidding. I love that. Oh,
my God.
It's great.
This is set to the highest one.
No,
this
it's not.
Right. Other state is with
this
the
is two. Michael Benson did 30.
Oh, okay, you guys. Thank goodness they said Tennessee.
Michael Benson did 30.
Oh, my goodness.
Mark did 10 on his neck.
No.
Yeah.
You guys are freaking
Yeah,
guys
no, they're pretty
nuts.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Benson has a soul. Go for it.
In which month does the Kentucky Derby take place?
In Ooh. May.
Yep.
Oh,
God. Oh, my God. Okay.
I don't know if this works. It does! I love that! It's so great.
This is worse than my vibrator.
Oh, no. It's better for me.
Maybe we should put it somewhere else.
Oh, don't even get it going. I already have wicked fantasies right, about
so
both of you.
Is it 4-2? 4-1?
We're 3-2.
3-2. 3-2.
Wait, no. I have three. I'm winning.
Yeah. You have three.
Yeah, she has two.
Yeah, black All right. people are better.
Who is
That's
younger?
That's what you're gonna shoot him up?
What?
Just kidding.
Who is younger, Serena or Venus Williams? Oh,
Serena. Shit.
Yes.
Oh, God. Is it bad if I just jack off right now? That's too much. That's too much. Okay, go. Next question. We got 4-2.
Okay,
4-2.
I'm just going to let you win so I can stop.
No, I'm going to let you get this
guys,
one.
You guys are both liking this.
Don't be a winner.
Guys, Marlon Brando was born in which decade of the century?
Ooh.
I will have to guess this.
I'm going to have to guess, too. I guess I'll guess since you don't want
go
it
for
to.
It.
The 30?
No.
Dang,
which
not
one?
That old. 40? That would be like 30.
Wait, what is it? What's
like
your guess?
80. I would definitely guess the 40s.
No, it'd be a lot younger. The 20s.
Yeah.
He's dead.
I think you said that wrong. I think that was a weird question. Let's do one more. Let's do a different one. Let's do a different one. That made no sense.
Which actor is the dad of Jamie Lee Curtis?
Oh, think of the name.
Who's her dad? I'm thinking of somebody's... somebody's last name, Lee.
Hmm.
I'll give you a clue. Uh-huh. Same last name.
Well, duh.
That's the only clue I'll give you.
Jolie?
Jolie? No, not Jolie Curtis.
I can't read your list, Burger.
Tony Lee?
Tony Lee, is that what you said?
Yeah, it's Tony Curtis. Tony Curtis.
Yeah. Tony Curtis. Yep.
That's what I get for not being able to read your list, Burger.
I just wanted to continue it. I've been loving this so much.
Oh, so it's 4-2?
Yeah.
So,
All right,
which,
sure.
Which,
even though it's
5-2.
It's okay.
Well,
I'm
getting
used to this.
I know, like, people watching. I'm telling you, just watching two hot women get shocked, it shouldn't do that much for me, but it does.
Oh, that's
I'm
terrible.
Getting old. I'm getting old.
Which shoe company did Michael Jordan famously promote?
Nike Jordan.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not going to. I can't shock her again. I can't do it. Okay. You guys were fantastic. Let's hear it for them.
Oh my god.
Absolutely fantastic.
Thanks for having us.
Yes. Oh,
you guys not go anywhere. We're not.
That's good music. No, you guys hang out and finish up if you'd like.
Absolutely. Why not?
All right.
Trivia with LJ and Rosa. Jeez. You guys were amazing. I got it again. You guys just amazing. Just so great.
If you guys have never experienced shock therapy, you should go get one and put it in the right place.
Well, speaking.
Oh, yeah. The saddest part is that there's a pet ed on here and the poor doggies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, about the dogs.
I'll tell you right now, I would never use it on a dog.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Like, what do you guys think?
Not a dog, but humans, yeah.
Is it because they pass a gate or something? Is that what people use
it for? To keep them from barking, different stupid, horrible things. Keep them from being dogs. To keep them from being dogs. The only time this should ever be used is in games and for sex. That's it. That's all it should be meant for.
It looks like it's for sex, like dominatrix kind of style. Yeah.
It should be.
Then I saw the pet ed, and that's sad.
What's bullshit is poor dominatrix now got to go into fucking pet shops just to do wild shit.
Well, like, not fair. As long as they're dressed for it.
Right?
It's America, guys. It's America. It's where we live in now.
Well, speaking of electronic shock and torture, we're going back into Iraq, I hear.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We're blowing shit up.
We're everywhere. Yeah,
we're looking good over there.
But this is the thing.
I think we're just to just start camping out, like building houses there. I don't think we're ever going to leave.
Well, but this is the thing, is all we're doing, though, in our defense, we're just going in there to help out this one group of people that are being mistreated by this other group because they've taken over the land kind of thing.
Yeah.
And now the Muslims want their land back, like, get the fuck out. We were here first. You know, it's our land, da-da-da. And we're just saying, like, hey, you can't just fucking go in and maul these people and kill them. You know, it's bullshit. I mean, what do you think you are, Israel? You know, and that's the irony behind it all.
Yeah.
Is we back Israel for doing it. Yeah. And I love my country.
That's our baby country.
I love Israel. Yeah. That's my homeland as a Jew.
Baby. Right. That's our baby.
You know, but that's my homeland as a Jew. I stand behind Israel and blah, blah, blah. At the same time, how the fuck are we going to back Israel? But we're going to get involved in these other people's shit doing the same exact thing. You know,
that's just like America, though.
Because we're they go where the money goes. Mm-hmm.
We go where the money goes.
That's why.
Well, that's the sad thing. And
the sad thing.
You know, and one, I mean, you know, and then now, I mean, now we have Ebola.
Well, we kind of deserved Ebola.
Karma.
You know? I think we brought that on ourselves.
Well, Ebola is still in West Africa, but we brought two people over.
Well, but what people don't realize.
We brought two people over.
Is that's where it's just going to multiply and it's going to regenerate into a stronger virus, Oddly enough, I've said it before, is that to me sounds just like the zombie apocalypse. A bunch of people with their skin fucking melting off, going crazy. That kind of seems like what they talk about the zombie apocalypse and all that bullshit being like. Well, there you go.
I'm dead serious. Ever since Williams passed away and then what's going on in Ferguson, Ebola has been like vanished in the news.
Yeah.
We have no idea what's going on.
Bigger things to talk about for a minute.
And pretty sure a lot of people are still dying in West Africa. Yeah. And I knew that we talked about this last week, but they're sending people out. I mean, there was a bunch of nurses and stuff from other countries. So there's another nurse that was sent back to Saudi Arabia. There's another nurse back to Italy, Spain, England, China. I mean, there's all these volunteers coming in, being sent back with the virus, being treated, and we have no cure. So
that's the thing.
It's like, great, this is happening right now.
But that's what people aren't getting, though, that you never think in your lifetime, but a lot of these things are coming down to in our lifetime.
Yeah.
And they are going to be in our lifetime. And things have just kind of gotten way too out of hand. And
And it's, you know, I mean, just to have a virus like that spreading is insane. They can't get enough medication down there. Why isn't everyone sending medication down there? That's all you should be doing is getting these people fixed. But we're not.
West Africa quarantined everybody there. They just like wouldn't let anybody out that has the virus.
Well, yeah, but also it has a 5-day incubation, so yeah. People could be coming here with it without showing signs.
One of the husband of the victim, one of the victims that was sent back to Atlanta, he might have the virus and he's in a quarantine for 90 days. If he doesn't get it, they'll send him back to the United States. But the viruses are just like any kind of organism and it will evolve and it will kick in later. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it's just it seems to happen though, like every century, and it has to because we're overpopulated, you know?
Some
people have to go.
Yeah.
You know, everybody can't stay.
No, but like this is how this planet works. There's a virus that wipes out human beings to keep this thing functioning.
Exactly. And it's written, so it has to happen.
Yeah. And right now, this could be it. SARS obviously was not it. That was just chicken soup and 7-Up.
Yeah.
That's a South Park joke.
Swine flu didn't really work out either.
I love that.
The swine flu.
Oh, swine flu
didn't work out. Yeah. But
none of those, they've all been bullshit, but Ebola isn't.
Ebola is like some heavy shit.
Yeah, it's real, like the real deal.
It's a real deal.
It's zombie apocalypse type shit. We know that SARS and a lot of these things were bullshit scares. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then like, you know, there's such a push on immunity. This is what people don't get. Why really? Like, I mean, all this push on immunization and all this push on immunization, but you can't fight these things. The only way you deal with them is through human evolution to battle them with our own bodies. And when we put all these, we're using all these antibiotics and immunizing our kids to all this stuff that's now regenerating into a stronger strain. Now the immunizations are no good. Yeah. People are getting polio again.
Yeah. That's why I drink tap water every so often to make my immune system stronger.
She's
Ellie
ready.
Water.
She's totally
I'm ready,
ready
guys.
I would have been less shocked if you would have said, that's why I smoke crack in the morning. That's safer. I won't touch tap water.
Hey, dude, I'm ready. You know,
She's totally ready.
I'm making my body fight so that it knows what's up.
When it comes,
it's like, no, it's cool. I like fought through a lot. So, you know,
you deserve to come.
Strength.
Yeah, so you can come.
We all deserve to come, guys.
We all do. Of course we do.
Yes. Not women.
Oh, fuck you, Burger.
No. I'm sorry. I might have said that wrong. Let me fix that. I mean, women probably deserve to come.
No, women definitely deserve to come.
But it's
just, multiple times.
Yeah, we try really hard.
I'm saying, look.
we try really hard to make you guys come.
That's what
really
I'm saying.
Do.
Hey, guys, there's this new marijuana spray that helps women have, like, intense orgasms. Yeah. Changing the subject.
I love it.
I posted it on Facebook.
This is the Green Report. Yeah.
The Green Report.
Did you see it? It's, like, makes women have, like, 15-minute orgasms.
It's, like, it's a
spray. And you get your vagina
stung. Is it a spray or is it, like, a lube?
I think it's both.
Okay.
There's two different. There's a lube, but it's also like a spray.
Yeah. I need a lifetime.
You know what?
Same
dick?
Type of thing.
For my wedding. I'm gonna jerk off with it just because I think it'll make me feel better.
I hate you.
You totally should.
You're such a freak.
And spray some on your wife so that you guys can just do it at the same. And you're wondering why you're not getting laid because you're an asshole.
I wouldn't be giving you any.
Just for the records, because she had a hysterectomy. But whatever.
The more reason why you should.
But it might be because I'm an asshole.
You can't get pregnant. You need to be banging this shit out, Burger.
Where can we find this lube or spray that you guys can spray?
My friend's been sending me these newsletter thingies. I don't even know.
Get you a weed license first.
Yeah, you gotta get a weed license.
So you get through the
dispensaries.
So I guess you just gotta find what dispensary has.
Yeah, and so you just go in and you say, "Hey, I'm just looking for the
vagina stuff. I'm looking for the VG
weed or something like that."
It's called something. Yeah. Let me see if I can find it.
Give me super VG punch.
I'm telling you, I need it. Weed. I definitely need it,
dude. It sounds amazing. There was this girl that was like, I read this article
punch kush
of her doing it,
and
she's
kush?
Like, I normally have really good sex, so I can't really say how it is, but I don't want to stop doing it because it's awesome. I'm like,
so she's just like squirting and just like,
here's the question.
I don't
want to. Okay, wait. Are you pulling it up?
Yeah.
Oh, she's
this is it, right, there.
Right, right there.
Look at those faces.
Oh, shit. That's what it's called. Yeah. That's what it's called.
Euphoria.
Euphoria. Yep.
Euphoria.
Euphoria.
Yeah.
Wait, that's not what it says here. It says.
This lady. My friend's seriously sending me these.
See, I'm a dick. I'm going to get it, but I'm going to spray it on her asshole.
Pussy stoned with weed is what it says here.
Yeah.
I got my pussy stoned with weed.
And I got to tell you.
Have either of you guys tried that?
This is the best quote of the newsletter.
I
got to
figure out where it is.
That is the best quote of the night. Got my pussy stoned with weed.
Plus, it's fun to fuck when your genitals are stoned. Oh, that's the one I'm reading now. That's that one. It. Exactly.
Well, now here's my big question, though. Do women really care about sex? No, I'm...
You're such an idiot. You're never going to get any
You're hilarious. You know what? Let me ask your wife not to be gay. Even after her history.
You know what? Let me ask you a question, though. Here's the thing. Is you know, every guy talks about how they bash every pussy. And they're, you know, just slamming all the pussy and da-da-da-da-da. And women pretend when they're with them that that's true until they break up. But... Here's the thing, like how, like when you have sex with a guy, how long do you normally have sex with a guy? Both of you.
Until I'm done.
But what's that?
Well, if he can handle it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. With him, on his end.
Well, on his end, he usually comes quick because I got the bomb.
Okay.
So he's, you know,
you got the glove vagina.
She got the good good. She
diamond
got the good
pussy.
Good.
Yeah, nice. I like that.
Okay, don't get it twisted.
I like that.
I like that.
How long do you normally have sex for, though?
So he comes real quick, and then, you know, I get him back up, and then I do what I got to do. And that could be, you know, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours. It just depends on the mood.
See, this is my thing. So you guys fuck for 2 hours.
We might take breaks. You know, make a sandwich.
That's where motherfuckers lie. And that's the problem with a 2 hour fucking fuck session. It's non-existent, but people talk about it. It's a fucking unicorn because it's not real. And everyone pretends like it is. And this is the thing. Nobody's fucking for 2 straight hours. That's just monotonous. You'd start a fire. It's ridiculous.
I can't do it. We're doing something. I'll suck the cum out your pussy.
You know what I'm saying? I'll get that shit done.
Good.
Okay, but I'm gonna tell you this is okay. But I'm not fucking for like. An hour straight.
I don't want to either. It's crazy. That's sad. I don't want to. That means you guys don't enjoy sex.
And I feel sorry for you.
I love sex, but I don't think I need to do it for an hour.
I've had long sessions like that, but not in general.
Like 10 years ago.
What do you mean? Well, how long do you fuck for? I've fucked all night long.
Well, I haven't fucked in 3 years.
But you're talking about like 30 minutes. You know, 30 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it be throughout the night, we'll keep fucking.
I'm not saying every single time it's an hour to 2 hour session, but an hour to 2 hour sessions do exist is what I'm saying.
But do you mean from start to finish? Like you guys start making out, he goes down on you, da da da.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Fuck, he comes. Then you guys wait a little while, you cuddle, and then a little while later, you fuck some more. He comes, you come, maybe. Then maybe you fuck some more. Okay, that's not 2 hours of fucking.
That's called Americana.
That's called broken up fuck sessions.
Broken
that's
up.
That's four different sessions
well,
of
thank
like.
Thank you. I've learned today. 10 minutes. Let me rename it.
Tell him to fuck off. I don't even know what that is talking about.
I like that. Okay, go ahead.
You want to talk to him?
Who is this? Is this Dimitri again?
Okay, well, he's gone. He's gone.
Who is this again?
Dimitri or whatever his fucking name is.
It wasn't Dimitri, but let me tell you something.
From being a teacher, you have to be nice to people with special needs, guys. He was special needs. We have to be nice to him. I'm positive.
I hope he gets AIDS. I hope you fucking get AIDS. I heard it in his voice. I heard the retard in his voice.
There goes your one caller who's actually on. Gentry. Normally we have a lot of callers. We're so sorry you couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
We're sorry. We couldn't get the sentence out.
Yeah, here's the thing, Tardy. Okay, so here's how it works. But,
is that what it means that when you're late, like you're retarded?
You're retarded.
Is that what it means? Yes.
Okay, so many things we learned today. Okay, we got a call.
Is this Gentry?
Hey, this is Gentry.
Fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah. What originally were your parents hooked on?
Half bullshit and half awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for half of that. Half a thank you right at you.
I don't even know what to, like, figure it out. I have no idea how to figure it out. But
it jumps all
like
over.
Half and half.
I like how you figured out turning off the computer.
Right, but yeah, you're right, too. So.
Thank you. I like that, man. I'm starting to like you a little now. We can hang out. I like this. Okay.
So, okay. Well, now,
yeah, fuck yeah. We'll do something like that. Listen, you're calling at the end of the show. Do me a favor. Call back next Thursday, and I want to talk to you more. I want to get to know you, man, but you got to call at the beginning
fine.
Of the show.
That's fine.
Okay, really give me a call next Thursday, beginning of the show, and we're going to talk to you. We got to get to plugs and stuff now. But next Thursday, 10 o'clock, I expect to hear from you, Gentry.
Gentry,
I will fucking lose it, Gentry. Next Thursday, I better hear from you.
Bye. Good night.
Okay, so.
So who's Gentry?
No idea. Okay, so.
His new friend.
But I like him. We're tight. Yeah, so to wrap it up, we missed a few subjects. We do that.
That's all right.
Get involved. But you guys have been so much fun.
Yeah, you guys are fun tonight.
Hey, you guys are awesome.
Thanks. You guys are awesome.
I wish I could shock you each one more time.
Oh, no. No, thank you. Took that off as quick as possible.
I
wish
I could give you more questions.
You know what? I have got, like this morning, I woke up, I had the worst hemorrhoid.
Thanks for sharing.
No, I'm just shocking you one more time.
Okay.
So anyway.
What?
I've never had anything weird. You know what? I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to use up this few seconds. I'm going to tell you this. I've never had anything fucking weird. Knock on wood. I've never had anything weird. I don't get that. Like, if you got a yeast infection, you got fucking athlete's foot. If you got any of the, I don't want to know about it. Ever. Just keep it to your fucking self. I don't have that shit. You know, I never had a hemorrhoid. I never had anything. Just, I don't want to know, you know? Like, I don't have it, so don't tell me. Just keep, if I see it, I'll
ask
you about it.
That's a great code of ethics. I love it.
Yeah, it's just the way I am.
Just don't tell me.
Yeah, it's just,
you know. It's like when people say they're about to go take a shit. Like, I'm about to go take a shit. Yeah, I didn't need to know about it.
Yeah, you could have just gone, and I would have either assumed or not known.
Yeah, and who cares?
Not cares.
Either way. Same thing accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys got going on this week? Plug some shit.
Oh boy, what do we got going on this week? We've got shows, always doing shows. I'll be out on the streets feeding homeless people peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
And I made banana nut bread that I'm going to give to the homeless.
And
we
tried those Lay's potato chips.
Yeah.
Which ones?
Well, we tried the mango salsa.
I didn't like that one.
And the wasabi one.
Wasabi's good.
And today I tried the cappuccino one.
How was it?
I just needed a little coffee booster. And they,
it's terrible.
No.
Pretty bad.
And they'll be spraying marijuana on their vaginas.
I finished the bag, I said I didn't want to try them again.
We do have an awesome show September 10th at Sardell's Bar in Burbank. So come out.
That one's
support.
Amazing.
And it's free. It's going to be an awesome show.
Free show. Lot of celebrities there.
Lots of celebrities. Yep. So Sardell's Bar, 259 North Pass.
Free.
Gotta check it out, guys. Tell me what you got going on.
What I got going on? I'll actually be at Inside Jokes September 18th. That's it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm at the top of my head. That's all
I don't got a lot of shit going on this week either,
I don't have
a busy week.
Fun.
Hey, since we got a minute, I'm going to talk about this real quick. The Tony guy. What was it? Tony Stewart.
Yeah.
Hits a motherfucker, kills him.
Yeah.
On the racetrack. The guy crashed. They had some altercation. The guy's out in the middle of the track, like, fuck you, dude. You know, this night it goes on in racing. So Tony Stewart accidentally, but we all saw how he sort of pulled toward the guy to scare him, but ended up hitting him and killed him.
Wow.
So the guy's dead, yeah. And so they're kind of, it's getting brushed under because of everything going on right now, but I think it's going to come out and he's going to get hit with manslaughter.
Oh, well, hopefully.
I think it's going to come down.
I mean... Wow. He killed someone.
Yeah,
regular people would have got manslaughter.
Accident or not, you can't play games like that.
You know what I mean? It's not fair that just because he's somebody.
Nah, and I get it. They do a little, it's a little different in NASCAR. They, you know, you push, you shove, you do this. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You kill someone, well, then you got to now be responsible.
Yeah.
You took a life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker never gets to race again. Anyway, guys, listen. This has been a great evening of On Burger Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, the call-in number is 800-893-9562 every Thursday, 10 p.m., www.skidrowstudios.com. On Burger, guys, have a great night. Thank you. Be safe. Smoke it up, drink it up, and take a taxi home.
Good night.